Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're coming at you from Spokane, Washington, once again. And hopefully you're all off to a great commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. We all know what day it is. It's Trump Tuesday. Well, and we've got a fantastic lineup for you today, but we want to start off with the latest Trump poll. And this was just taken this was from July 9th and was posted on Donald Trump's channel from Truth Social. And he says, thank you, MAGA. It says here, Ron DeSantis, 14%. Vivek Ramaswamy, 3%.
Ooh.
All others included, 3%.
Wow.
Donald Trump takes the sweep with 80%.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, I saw on the Liberty Daily, Mike Pence takes a massive lead in the presidential poll about who GOP voters would never support. Yeah, he leads the way at 35%, followed by Nikki Haley, Ramaswamy, and then Scott, and then DeSantis, bringing in 14% of the people say that they would never vote for that person.
Exactly. He's the biggest traitor to Trump that there is. I mean,
right.
You know, and by the way, hope he feels really great now about going over to Ukraine and
yes.
And visiting with Zelensky. That was not a smart move.
Bad move.
Good grief.
Oh, yeah. This poll was taken before that. So and Trump came in at 13%. 13% of the voters say they would never vote for Trump, which means that 87% would.
Yes, that's right. And so Trump also here recently this weekend, he was found in Las Vegas at the UFC fight, which the crowd went absolutely nuts when he came in. And of course, he was announced and the announcers were saying the only person here needing more security is. You know, obviously, President Trump walking into the building.
Right.
And so the crowd just went nuts that he was there. So glad to see him. And you can hear it in the background.
It's deafening. They were saying it is just as soon as President Trump walked into that stadium, which was packed, it just went nuts. And they said it was just, we could hear it, just deafening.
Yep. And then the winner of the fight, he actually climbed the fence and jumped out to shake Trump's hand.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, another one of the fighters was heard stating, "There's the greatest president the world has ever seen."
Yes.
And so that's just so awesome to see that kind of thing. But I'd have to say, you know, he's there to watch the fight. But I'd have to say the real reason that he's there is what was posted here describes that President Trump holds a meeting with both Mel Gibson and Roger Stone after The Sound of Freedom tops the box office.
Yeah.
The encounter backstage at the highly anticipated UFC event created a buzz among attendees and media. President Donald Trump met with Hollywood legend Mel Gibson backstage during UFC 290 on Saturday night in Las Vegas. This meeting was hot on the heels of the inspiring success of the anti-child trafficking film Sound of Freedom at the box office.
Yeah.
And like I had read before that he described after this movie came out, he said, "Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents. Fast trial, death penalty, period."
That's right.
Yep.
Hands off our children. Leave our children alone.
That's right.
Liars who, even as far back as the 90s, people are saying, they're coming for our children. They're going to come for our children. Nobody's coming for your children. That's just a bunch of overreactionary fear-mongering. And, oh, no. Here they are after our children.
Yep, that's right. And so all of this points directly to our crisis at the border. And And we've got a clip today from France, from a commentary from France by a lady named Eva Vlaardingerbroek. And she's describing, you know, how France is responding there locally to the attacks from all these Muslims. And she attributes it directly to having an open border.
Yep.
And so I can't wait for you guys to hear that. It all ties it together so nicely. And after the break, we're also going to cover a very fascinating look at the head of human health services.
Yes.
And so,
very interesting topic.
Yes, interesting way to tie all the border problem in with all of this child trafficking that we're seeing, not just here in the United States, but around the world.
And the transsexualism.
Yes.
Tied to that.
That's right. Oh, and how it all ties together. Can't wait to get to that.
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay, well, let's get into the word of the day then, so we can make sure we've got plenty of time to cover all of that. And of course, we want to stay well grounded by making sure we visit the word every day. So what do we have today, Lady Liberty?
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 12. And this is a random turning. And so we're going to be covering both chapters 11 and 12 this week because it's about faith. And so under the title, By Faith We Understand, it reads, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. And that's it.
Wow. Yeah.
And so this attributes basically reward to all of the heroes of the Bible. When it says the elders, it's referring to the people from the Old Testament that have the foundational testimonies. And so
that's right.
So they're just, you kind of don't think of some of these examples as being because of faith. You just think, well, they just were, that's just their life. Those were the choices they made or whatever, but it's kind of your whole life ends up being a testament to the faith that you observed.
Well, and it starts off defining faith.
Right.
In such a way that it makes it tangible. I mean, it is a real thing, your faith.
Well, and that is such an excellent point because one of the words I truly hate is hopium. I am such a positive, such an optimistic, hopeful person, and it's hope that makes a person strong. And so that's the same thing as faith. Faith is hope.
Right.
And knowing that there is a reward coming, you just have to wait for it. Just because it's not the drive-through instant gratification, you have to wait for it.
Right.
Faith is knowing the reward is coming.
Yes.
And without, you know, like it says in the first verse, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Exactly. And you, of course, you know, there's false hope out there too, but a lot of that is tied to people placing their hope in man.
In lies.
Or just not placing their hope in God.
Right.
They're, you know, that's your faith that he's got this. No matter how things might not turn out how you like or how you hoped, but when you have faith in the Lord, they are going to turn out the way they're supposed to be.
Right.
And they don't do that when you place your faith or your hope in man. You know, even President Trump, I mean, he's awesome president. He's the rightful president, and we're supporters of him, and we'd love to see him get back in and Biden get ousted. But ultimately, our faith is in the Lord.
Right.
Our hope is in him.
Absolutely.
And we know the Lord can use anybody for his purposes. And,
that's right.
We're going to support the leaders that we believe God has put in place. And ultimately, our hope is in him.
Right. And the most wonderful reward in faith, and I can see why God really places a lot of emphasis on the people that are expecting him to come through, because they know from his history that he does good things, and
yeah.
and he lets bad things happen so that he can come around and fix them in, you know, at some point. And it's the whole thing about patience and long suffering, and then the gratification of watching God take care of it at his given time.
Right.
And then you look at it and you go, that was awesome. Oh my gosh, we didn't even see that coming, how
yes.
he was going to handle that. It's just so miraculously well, you know. And so once you see what he has in store, I can see why God puts so much value into faith, because God knows what he's going to do. And he knew it from long before the situation ever came up, but
right.
God knew how he was going to fix it. And so once he fixed it, he had no doubt whatsoever he was going to fix it. And then everybody else that had faith in him, they went, that's okay. We knew you were going to do it. That's just awesome.
Yes. That's who he's looking for.
Right.
People with that kind of faith.
Yep. Yep.
For
yep.
sure. Be that kind of person.
That's right.
All right. Well, good. Let's see. Okay. So this was Romans. We're in Romans 11, chapters 1 through 11.
This is Hebrews
oh.
chapter 11, verses 1 through 12. You were close.
Oh, it was close. Oh, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Romans.
Yes, it was. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we're good to go. All right. Well, we're watching and waiting with bated breath to see what's going to come out of this NATO meeting today. Lots of people pushing for, Ukraine, they have to join. This is the only way to peace, is for them to join NATO, because then Russia will just stop in their tracks. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Well, pray for the Republic, and you know, pray for our leaders so that any plans that they have of throwing the United States under the bus or the rest of NATO under the bus, their plans get thwarted. But ultimately, we have faith in the Lord. He's in control of the outcome no matter what happens.
That's right. That's right.
So we're watching that, keeping a close eye on it. We'll be right back after this break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. And if you want to make sure you're rapture ready so you don't get left behind, go to JesusAppears.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this is a Radio Free Redoubt production broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. And we are mostly listener-supported. So we appreciate you guys prayerfully considering. If you want to help keep us on the air, we'd sure appreciate it. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and any amount, just $5 or $10 or $20 a month, it adds up and it helps. So we just like to mention that as often as we can. And we're grateful for all of you who do help contribute to supporting us. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got some interesting things lined up here that we wanted to address. Open border, failed open border policies the world over, and some of the sicknesses that are tied to this.
That's right. Well, and, you know, as we saw quite a few years ago with the Muslim invasion of the EU, where they, you know, they falsely stated that it was just a mass migration. It was not. It was an invasion. And yeah. And now they're being told to just basically go like it's a free-for-all, and as we're seeing in France. And you've all heard about the story of the 12-year-old girl. This is just one of the girls that have been killed in the recent Muslim war started there in France. And the 12-year-old girl that was found in a suitcase in Paris, and she had been raped, murdered, and her organs were harvested. And so it's Eva Vlaardingerbroek from France is explaining this very well, and the current French sentiment towards all of this. And so listen to what she has to say in this interview with CBN News out of the UK.
Yes, I woke up this morning to see the news of another young girl, European girl, who was sacrificed on the altar of mass migration. This is the case of Lola. She's 12 years old. She lives in the 19th arrondissement in Paris, and she was found dead this morning in a suitcase with her throat slit open and marks imprinted on her body. She was raped, tortured, and then eventually killed. And we have four people in custody. All migrants coming from Algeria, one of them supposedly also an illegal immigrant in France. And she is one of many. She's obviously not the first one. There are many examples that come to mind. And apparently this happens about, this is a 12th girl, I believe, in France that has been killed this year by an immigrant. And that's just France. We all know that there are many more. So I saw this poor little girl's face, and it just breaks your heart. It's horrible.
No, a 12-year-old girl. And as you say, marks imprinted on her body, which suggests that when these people are done with her, they finished raping her, they then harvest her body for body parts, which they sell. And we've already had reports in the UK of children going missing from some of these so-called asylum hotels. Western governments are actively collaborating with these gangs in child sex trafficking and the sale of body parts. Why is it that you can't even, in most countries, it doesn't even make the news?
It doesn't make the news because obviously these are the unwanted consequences of the policies that they are pushing. So they don't want you to know that their open border policies have these types of consequences. When we were talking about our government, but also about the World Economic Forum and about the idea of world governance, of course, wanting no borders, wanting one government, one people is one of their main goals. So then you don't want people to know what happens when you have open borders, and that the idea of one people, the idea that all cultures are equal is actually not true, and ends up killing the most vulnerable and the most young and the most innocent in our society. But that is most definitely the case, and the people who speak out about it are labeled for that same reason far-right fascist. But there is truth to it. Yeah. This is something new that's been happening to our society. And every time you hear about it, there is a systematic overrepresentation of people coming from radically different cultures that do this to young girls. And we have to start speaking the truth about it.
Yes, we do. Because we've lost the basic sense. People at one point used to understand, you're Dutch. You know that in Belgium, there's historically been great differences between Flemish and Walloon. Even small differences can cause long-term problems. We're actually building up our own funeral pyre with this crazy open borders stuff.
Oh, yes, and absolutely. And like I said, the vulnerable and the young, our kids are the ones being sold out by the establishment first. And that is what you see here. And I just can't stand seeing another photo of another young, innocent girl, helpless girl, on my social media feed anymore. I'm tired of repeating the same words every time, saying that I'm so shocked, saying that I'm so horrified. What needs to happen is these borders need to be closed. We need to know who is coming in, and we need to start sending people who do this and people who have no business being here back. It's that simple. But as long as that does not happen, as long as we keep electing people that are part of these organizations, such as the World Economic Forum, that want this, and that we understand that this is their plan, they want a brooding of our people, they want the destruction of our identity, and they want the destruction of the nation state, then nothing will change.
Well, you said it, Ava, that we're sacrificing our young girls on the altar of diversity. It's a terrible thing, it's an evil thing, and we should stop doing it.
That's just heart-wrenching, but you know, it's really important to understand they're not reporting on an incident,
right?
An isolated case about this one girl. These are, I mean, the cases are, there are hundreds across Europe, Germany, right. France, Holland, Sweden, and the people are just at their wit's end because they're patriots. They love their countries and they want to protect it, but they're, well, it's like us, where you have people that just completely have infiltrated and taken over Washington, D.C.
Right. We have no idea who they are. The border is wide open. It's not a mass immigration. It's an invasion that is being assisted by our communist coup usurpers. And so they stole the election. Our border's wide open. And just like she is describing, when that happens, it's not just about diversity and all of this great stuff happening. It's actually culture clashes that cause the weakest and the most defenseless to be the primary suffering parties.
The most vulnerable.
Yep, the most vulnerable. And so it's exactly true. These open borders serve nobody but these butcherers.
That's right. And to create the chaos that they want to bring in this great reset, this great new, you know, new world order system, the Great Reset. It is about completely, utterly destroying the old system to bring in their new one, which requires chaos.
Right. And I think what's so great about what she had to say was she hit every point dead on. And it goes right along with the clip that we played last week from Archbishop Carlos Maria Vigano, where he's describing the whole world hates this.
Yes.
This is happening across the whole world. This WEF invasion is something that we all loathe. And it's a global attack.
Yes.
And we need a global response in a global defense. And so this just goes right along with everything that she's saying, everything that we're saying. These wide open borders are just basically going to harm the most vulnerable, which is all of these poor little defenseless kids.
Well, the people that are being harmed the most, whether you're in France or the Netherlands or Germany or the United States, it's the children.
Exactly.
The children are taking the brunt of it.
Yep.
And they lie to you saying it's humane. It's humane to have open borders.
Right.
It's racist to close your borders. It's racist to want to know who's coming into your country. You know, so it's a major problem.
Well, and so to go spin right off the heels of that, this is where the border is going to tie right in to all the crazy transvestite stuff that's going on. You know, first of all, the Department of Homeland Security says it will build 20 whole miles of steel bollard panels along the southern border in the Rio Grande Valley sector as mandated by a 2019 border barrier appropriation under the Trump administration. Hmm. Well, 20 miles. Wow.
Oh, now they're going to do it.
You know what? That's nothing. We want the whole stinking wall. We want the whole border sealed back up. 20 miles is a drop in the bucket. It's like a drop in the ocean, as a matter of fact.
3 years later.
Yeah, exactly. And so here I've got this article from the Epoch Times that describes the former Army psychologist raises alarm on transgender soldiers. Now listen here. It says, U.S. military hasn't studied serious potential side effects from hormone drugs such as roid rage, a former Army neuropsychologist, says. And listen to this. Check this out. Here's something we haven't thought of for a while. In the sitcom MASH, y'all remember Corporal Maxwell Klinger was so desperate to escape his assignment to a mobile Army surgical hospital during the Korean War that he dressed as a woman in an attempt to prove that he was mentally unfit to serve. Remember that? There we have it. And everybody understood. He was, well, they already knew that that was not true, but they knew that his go-to was the first claim of being nuts.
Right.
Right.
And it was just in 2019 that the World Health Organization dropped transsexual, cross-gender, whatever you want to call it. It was a mental disorder.
That's right.
A diagnosable mental disorder up until just 2-3 years ago.
Right. Well, so listen here. It says, at the time, it was accepted that people who suffered from what is now called gender dysphoria weren't suited for military duty. But in today's military, Klinger would be considered transgender or gender nonconforming and would be accepted openly without fear of dismissal. That's been the case for, listen to this, for pediatrician Rachel Levine, a man who identifies as a woman. In 2021, Levine was named President Joe Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Levine began wearing a skirted military uniform after being ceremonially sworn in as a four-star admiral that makes Levine the highest-ranking official in the U.S. Public Health Services Commissioned Corps. And so,
Rachel Klinger.
Yes, and here's the thing. The head of Health and Human Services people are the one that testified before Congress saying they're being ousted for trying to protect these little kids. And here we have a transgender pediatrician.
Oh, boy.
The highest ranking transgender, and he's the head of Department of Human and Health Services that are there to protect these little kids when they come here.
There's a connection. There's a connection with the transsexuals and pedophilia. I mean, we're seeing one case after another, after another, after another.
That's right.
Well, we're out of time, but there's more, and we'll probably follow up on this at some point this week. But anyway, there's plenty for you guys to pray about. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.